You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Artie's in Brooklyn. Oh, this could be an interesting one. He wants LeBron. Oh, God. Artie, what's cooking, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, man? When you're talking about the LeBron, look, I didn't want LeBron either. I was on your side. And then I'm thinking about it. If you could straight up make a trade, LeBron for Towns, just answer me this question. Are you a better team?
Yeah, you're a better team. Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, you're telling me that you have such, like, ill feelings from the time that he didn't want you back then that you would not want to be better next year and have a chance to win the championship. The advantage is that now you're getting rid of Towns' contract.
Yep.
Right, you could start over with LeBron, like, I don't know, he's going to retire next year, the year after, whatever. You won't have to hear, well, you got two great players on the court at the same time. LeBron is probably going to get Robinson to learn how to shoot a damn free throw, okay? And as long as it's understanding that LeBron is not bringing his son here and he's all in, look what he did. He was able to leave Cleveland and make up for it. How about he doesn't pick us and make up for it? All right, BT, thanks for taking a call.
All right, already revved up as always. There it is, Call of the Day, BT and Sal on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. Back to you guys, James in Middletown. What's happening, Jim?
Yo, BT, my man. What's going on, brother?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good. How about you? You all right?
Good, bro. Thanks.
Nice.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to touch base just go back to the Yankees real quick. And before I say that, dude, you're the best guy on the radio, hands down. It's not even a contest. And when you were in the booth last year, that was a home run, man. You need to be in the booth full time.
What a refreshing voice. It was an honor. Thank you. I can't even believe I did it, really, when I think about it. Like, there's certain things.
So lucky, man.
Yeah. I realize that. That's not lost on me. There's so many things that you know, you want to do when you want to enter this business. And, like, I didn't really even allow my mind to go, like, wow, maybe you can call a Yankee game someday. Like, that was the genuine surprise, and I was very honored by that. I had a blast.
Good. You killed it, man.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to talk about, hear me out on this. Mm-hmm. I can't stand I'm a huge baseball fan, just like you, BT, played my whole life.
Yeah.
I cannot stand the intentional walk rule in baseball. Listen, we're forgetting that baseball is is entertainment. It's entertaining for the fans. We pay the salaries, right? Like, I want to see Judge hit. If I save my money to take my kids to a ball game to go see Aaron Judge, I don't want to see him get walked three times. It's entertainment. And think about the pitcher. This pitcher's been spending his whole life throwing balls to get to this level. And then he finally gets to pitch to the best, arguably the best hitter we've ever seen. And they put four fingers up. Like, it's a terrible loophole in the game.
Well, now, James, think about it. I'm going to beat you a little bit. Like, again, when the rule was born or created, they don't personalize it like, well, someday there's going to be some kid who dreamt of getting out Babe Ruth or Aaron Judge. Like, it doesn't work that way. I know what you mean. And I know what you mean about going to the ballpark as well. And thanks for the call. With the kids and wanting to see the best players hit. Conceptually, of course, I'm with you. Here's my issue with the intentional walk, and I was thinking about this earlier. Like, I would love to see there be some sort of penalty. Like, in the NBA, when you foul somebody, if it's your sixth foul, you're out of the game. If it's, depending upon college versus pro, over the limit, 1-1, you know, double bonus, whatever it might be, 7 in college, 1-1, 10 double bonus. In the NBA, it's obviously different. But the point is, you're penalized once you hit a certain threshold of penalties. Now, if you want to reach for the intentional walk, that's fine. But I would like it to be a little more strategically placed, almost like instant replay. Like, all right, we're not saying you can't do it, but you can't do it, you know, not that you ever see it five times in a game. But if you have a checkpoint, two, I'll just throw a number out there, two. Or even if you want to do one, I wouldn't have much of an issue with that, but probably two. You are going to be faced with a decision maybe early where you're like, first base is open. There's a couple guys on second and third here. I'd like to walk him here, but it's the second inning, and it's 1-0 us. Like, is it worth it? I'd just like to see a little more strategy with it. Dole, do you have something? You look like you grabbed the mic. No.
I'm talking to Evan down the line for the next show.
Gotcha. Tell Evan to wait his turn. Tell Evan to relax. This show's still going on. Did you tell him?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's up, Bev?
All right.
OBT.
Hey, there you are, buddy. What's going on?
I got very exciting news from the Roberts household, and it involves you.
Oh, is this, am I out less money, more money? It's got to be something with Jet Williams, with Jet Roberts. What is
it? I love how you call him Jet Williams. Jet will be in attendance tomorrow, and he'd like his money, please.
He will be in attendance tomorrow.
Yes. He's already planned what he's going to buy with this thing 15 times.
What's he going to buy? So a video game or something?
The first thing was something from Roblox. Do your kids play Roblox?
Pretty much phased out of every once in a while, but they were definitely big into it. I'm not saying never, but not as much as they used to. Very little, but I know the game well.
He's fully engaged in Roblox. Good. There's something with Roblox, so I think that's on the way. Then he wanted to buy MLB The Show for the PS5, but we don't have the PS5, so then he was going to, I'll put that money towards the PS5. He has spent the $110 15 times already, BT.
Hey, man, listen, he's not like that. He's not cheap.
Goes and all to say Mets suck, which, by the way, he has said a lot over the last week, as all of us.
That is true. At least he got paid for it. Now, the funny thing is, if he's going to keep playing the show, tell him, his buddy BT says to stop asking dad advice on intentionally walking batters. I heard that. So, do me a favor, tell everybody real quick. That was funny what happened with your son with the walk the other day.
Yeah, so I guess in MLB The Show, there's a tutorial where they say they advise you on what to do.
Uh-huh.
And so they advised him correctly to walk Austin Riley with second and third, two outs, and Matt Olson on deck because he had a lefty on the mound.
Mm.
So Jet says, how do you do the intentional walk? I said, let me figure it out. I do it. Matt Olson, of course, hits a grand slam home run, and it caused Jet to be pissed off at me. Why'd we walk him, Dad?
I know.
Why'd we do that? I'm like, welcome to the life of Mets Braves. Whether it's a video game or real life, we get our ass kicked, son.
Like a real, like a, then hence the genesis of Mets suck. Yes. With that little youthful voice, he's got the yes. he's got the scratch coming his way tomorrow. I got a question for you.
Yes.
So today, and you've been here a long time, man. But today is the 38th birthday of WFAN, born with the first syllables from Susan Waltman. On the update, 1987.
Yes.
Now, what I would find interesting, and I put this on social media, but I want one from you.
Yes.
If you could pair up one past, one current, two past, whatever, two current talents, just to do a show, I don't mean like for a real show, but like one show that you think would be interesting or combustible or a train wreck. You got any suggestions?
Joe Beningo.
And?
And... Yeah, I think he'd kill Sal. I think he would actually destroy him. Like,
you think
he'd actually
so?
Physically beat him up. Yeah. Are you serious with this, bro?
Yeah.
The East is over?
Yeah. But hold on. Can he physically beat up Sal?
Oh, not anymore. Are we taking Joe from 20 years ago or Joe from today?
20 years ago, Joe puts him in a wrap and just buries him?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I actually thought Sal and Mad Dog would be, even though they're buddies, that would be fun if it's off the rails.
That would be something.
Somebody
that
said Pete something. Franklin and Carton.
I think Craig interned for Pete Franklin, so he knew Pete.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, we played an old clip of Pete Franklin about 2 weeks ago because it was a caller calling in. It shows you how little things change in all these years.
Yeah.
A guy calls in and says, I went to Shea Stadium wearing a Yankee hat, and Met fans were so mean to me. Pete Franklin's like, are you a douche? Like,
yeah,
what's
dude.
Wrong with you?
Yeah, you deserve
Why
it, you clown.
You do that? It's exactly what he said.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I know you got to get ready for your show, but really the most important aspect of the, you're right, things really haven't changed that much. The station was born in 87, and those Mets still don't have a championship, buddy.
Yeah, basically, they don't, the Jets don't, the Knicks don't, the Nets don't, the Islanders don't.
Jeez.
Basically, half of our sports teams have done nothing since FAN's been around. But let's change that in 2025, will we?
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I noticed Tiki's looking more and more buff, which means you're looking more and more worse. Tiki's looking absolutely yoked. I said that. I said, what are you doing, man? Like, he's always looked good. He looked great yesterday.
Dude, he was doing push-ups every commercial break. And I watch it, and I'm like, I got to start doing that.
Yeah,
I used to do them.
And he would do planks, which I'm not doing planks.
Right.
I would do push-ups, and then I got the stupid shoulder impingement, so I couldn't do them. No, but we would always do stuff. He is sculpted, man. He looks phenomenal.
Yeah, he does make me feel bad about myself every time I look at him. It's a good point.
All right, dude. Have a great show, man.
See you.
All 22 minutes of it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.